Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, February 14th, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg posted a video to its Instagram account on Tuesday comparing the Vision Pro made by Apple to Meta's, and specifically Meta's Quest 3 headset, with the main takeaway, and I quote, "I don't just think that the Quest is the better value. I think the Quest is the better product, period." Zuck notes the large difference in prices and also points out that the Quest 3 weighs 120 grams less than the Vision Pro and allows for greater motion due to its lack of a wired battery pack and wider field of view. He also says physical hand controllers and hand tracking for input is better, at least for now, though he did say Meta planned to bring back eye tracking after first debuting it in the Quest Pro. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say that Apple's longtime senior designer Bart Andre is retiring. Andre first joined Apple in 1992 alongside Johnny Ive. His departure reportedly marks the near-complete turnover of Ive's former design team. Gurman also says Andre is known as one of the biggest holders of Apple patents. Currently, Apple's industrial design team is led by Chief Operating Officer Jeff Williams. As part of its latest earnings report, Sony has lowered its PlayStation 5 sales forecast, now expecting to sell 21 million units in its latest quarter, down from 25 million. Sony had a good quarter, with record revenue and sold 8.2 million PS5s over the holiday season, with a healthy 16.4 million consoles sold in its fiscal year, bringing its total to 54.8 million overall. Slack is launching a suite of built-in AI features to make summaries of threads and channel recaps easier to digest after first testing the features last year. Slack AI will be a paid add-on for Slack Enterprise users and will also let you ask questions about a project you've been working on or workplace policies if that information is already somewhere within Slack. The company also says the large language models it uses are hosted directly within Slack, and customer data remains siloed, so it won't be used to serve other clients or use data to train LLMs. For now, Slack AI is available in US and UK English, with support for additional languages and plans coming soon. Regulators in the European Union have decided Apple does not have to make iMessage interoperable with other messaging platforms. Microsoft also won't face tighter controls on how it can operate its search engine Bing. The EC, European Commission, concluded the services aren't popular enough to count as core platform services under the Digital Markets Act, or DMA. Sick burn. The commission also gave Microsoft's Edge browser and Microsoft Advertising a pass. Apple says it will still support RCS on iMessage later this year. Privacy-focused browser DuckDuckGo has added a new sync and backup feature designed to keep passwords, bookmarks, and favorites constant across multiple devices, all without setting up an account. That might be attractive to some folks. DuckDuckGo says this data is end-to-end encrypted and should sync across most Windows, Mac, Android, and iPhone devices, including data you might import from other browsers like Chrome. Setting up the sync involves scanning a QR code if you're using a mobile device or entering an alphanumeric code if you're using a PC. The Flipper Zero is a digital multi-tool popular with pen testers and hackers. A partnership with Raspberry Pi has produced a video game module that can run games programmed in C, C++, and MicroPython. It also has sensors for hand tracking and a 3-axis gyroscope and a 3-axis accelerometer. While you can play the games on the built-in 1.4-inch monochrome display, it can also output video to an external display. The video game module cost $49 and the Flipper Zero costs $169. In other small ways to play games news, the Playdate handheld console is now available for immediate shipment after ordering. Finally, Samsung announced that a February update for the Galaxy S24 series will improve its display and camera experiences with a new vividness slider for adjusting saturation. The update will also reportedly include several camera improvements, including upgrades to the device's zoom functions, portrait mode, nightography, rear camera video shooting capabilities, and more. Speaking of more, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for listening. Talk to you tomorrow.